This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, October 14th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. A candlelight vigil is being held today at Penrose Park to show support for the families affected by the discovery of more than 115 bodies improperly stored inside the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose. The vigil is being held on a park grounds Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Penrose Park and Recreation District. That's at 401 Park Place in Penrose. Members of the community will be allowed to share their respects and give a moment of silence to the victims impacted by the incident. There will also be organizations there to offer information on available resources for those affected. A man accused of killing a Colorado Springs woman last year is mounting an insanity defense. Attorneys for Gregory Whittemore entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity in court on Thursday. Whittemore was arrested a year ago after the body of 27-year-old Allison Scarfone was found in a garage of a home on Erie Road in southeast Colorado Springs. Whittemore was found competent to stand trial earlier this year after a six-month mental health stay. The judge overseeing the case ordered the El Paso County Jail to conduct an insanity evaluation, denying a request by his attorney to have the evaluation done at a state hospital in Pueblo. Colorado Springs Airport will again be offering half-price parking to travelers during the holiday season. The airport will offer 50% off long-term parking rates from November 20th through the 26th and December 20th through January 2nd. The discount will cut the parking rate from $4 a day during the Thanksgiving and Christmas travel periods. The airport's director said the promotion was a show of gratitude to those who use the airport when they travel. More than 2,000 people have signed a petition asking the governor to rein in the, quote, aggressive hunting of bears by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The petition posted last week on change.org accused the wildlife agency of, quote, inhumanely harassing wildlife and asked the governor to keep CPW from deliberately putting down bears unless a human is injured or killed. The petition also asked for greater education for those living in bear habitats and more signage in areas with bear activity. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have not commented on the petition. A lawsuit to block Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot in Colorado will continue despite the former president's attempts to get it thrown out. It's only the first of several pending challenges against the case to keep him off the ballot. A liberal government watchdog group brought the lawsuit about. Trump wanted to get it dismissed on free speech grounds. The lawsuit argues he shouldn't be eligible for the ballot based on the 14th Amendment forbidding insurrectionists from holding public office. El Paso County officials are releasing more information about a man's death on I-25 earlier this week. Authorities say 57-year-old Cecil Freeman was found unresponsive on the side of the highway I-25 in the Fountain area on Wednesday after suffering a medical emergency. He was pronounced dead a short time later. Officers were initially called to the scene for reports of a physical altercation. That investigation by Fountain Police is still ongoing. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
Cool as we head through the evening hours, even overnight, we do have another night near freezing, so another hard freeze is anticipated. We do begin to warm nicely by Sunday out the door tomorrow, up to 67 in the spring, 70 in Pueblo, and we gradually continue this warming trend. We stay dry, plenty of sunshine through at least Wednesday, so a nice, calm, cool stretch of weather is headed our way. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.